The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Ready, set, deploy. President Obama is sending 1,200 National Guard troops to boost security along the U.S.-Mexico border. What do the experts think? WXNT Indianapolis, Indiana asked retired Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, director for the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University, if sending these troops will make a dent in the problem.
Of course not. It's politics, politics, politics. We've seen this before. The Bush administration would do the same thing when the issue of illegal aliens streaming into our country became something in the news media. He would send down the National Guard for a couple of months. Then they'd declare victory, go home, and nothing's changed.
Vice President for Homeland Security at the National Graduate School, Dr. David McIntyre, echoed a similar sentiment to Jamie Allman at KFTK, St. Louis, Missouri.
I got to tell you, it looks more like this is a political maneuver.
There's some concern in the law enforcement community that President Obama will repeat a move made by his predecessor, limiting the troops to support roles instead of allowing them to make arrests and confront smugglers along the border. Also making for some buzz today, it's go time. BP shooting the kill shot, thick, dense mud into the leaking pipe. This being done in hopes of finally plugging the oil leak that's been pumping oil into the Gulf for over a month now. Well, what are the odds it'll work?
Even BP says they've got about a 60 to 70% shot of this working.
Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes speaking with KTRH Houston, Texas. If today's move doesn't work, there's a possibility of it making the leak worse. I'm Jessica Curtis, and this has been your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.